It's not exactly the World Cup, but soccer players from Canada, Germany, Belgium, and elsewhere have gathered in the United States this weekend for an international tournament. They're not running on a field of green. They're flicking miniature figures against a plastic ball as they try to score goals on a tabletop. Paul Lies is helping to organize this weekend's tabletop soccer tournament in the Patapsco Middle School in Ellicott City, Maryland, and he joins us by phone during a break. Hello, Paul.
Hello there. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Well, what's the scene there?
We have the international players, which are generally adults, ranging from 19 anywhere up to their 40s, mostly male. We do have one lady playing who's joined us from Michigan. And then we have seven students from Patapsco Middle School also playing in this tournament. We have probably about 25 players total, 25 to 30 this weekend.
Okay, well, how exactly does this game work? It kind of sounds like foosball. How's it different?
That's a good question. That's what a lot of people say when they first hear about table soccer. The biggest similarity is that it's played one-on-one, one player playing another player. But in this game, there's no rods to turn at all. It's a game where you have 11 playing figures on your team. The figures are about an inch and a quarter high, and you use your fingernail of your index finger, typically, to flick the players. There are goals that, obviously, you try to score in, and the field itself looks very similar to a regular soccer field you might see on TV. In size, it's about 5 foot by 3 foot.
So, Paul, I'm calling this tabletop soccer, but it's known by another name, is it not?
It is. It became popular in the 1950s in England, and it had the trade name for the game was Sabutio, which is a very, very odd word. Apparently means the hobby. It's spelled S-U-B-B-U-T-E-O. By the 1970s, it was almost a cultural phenomenon, really, for youngsters in England and Italy, especially, where the soccer-crazed people there. So,
well, do you have national teams competing, or do the little figures represent real soccer teams?
The players themselves play for themselves, and there is definitely a tradition of the teams that they have representing their plastic figures. They paint in different colors. There's a famous player from Holland called Dave Wouters, who apparently he's very fond of Scotland, so his players have painted with like kilts on, etc., and things like that. So there is some humor involved in it, but typically a favorite team, soccer team, would be represented, and the players use that.
Is there a World Cup for tabletop soccer?
There is. This year, some of the players that are here are going to be playing in that. This year, I believe it's in Bologna, Italy, and it will be in September. Each country sends anywhere from 3 to 8 players, depending on whether they're going to all play in individual events or team tournaments. And, yes, it's a big get-together. It's a big part of the year.
Well, tell me about this. This is a game where you're flicking these little figures around.
Right.
Do you have any kind of common tabletop injuries?
Well, you have to be careful, I guess, of elbows of people getting in front of you, because the player with possession of the ball, you keep possession of the ball as long as you're flicking and you're hitting the ball. They often have their elbow up a little bit, and it can be difficult to get around that player. But generally, we're fairly genteel about it. And here in the United States, the players are particularly known for that, for kind of giving way and letting people play the game and wait until maybe an opportunity arises to go and take the ball.
We're very polite.
We are. We are over here, definitely, in the United States. We are known for that. And the foreign players that come comment on that every time.
Paul Lies joined us from Ellicott City, Maryland, where he's running the USA's sole tabletop soccer tournament. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you very much.